Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and in this week's episode, we speak to Kaizer Chiefs legend, Dr. Khumalo.
Sokala Duma Radio.
All right, Doug, thank you very much for your time. Lovely to be with you at Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll shoot straight to the interview. I mean, Kaizer Chiefs is doing really well so far. 9 games unbeaten, and they've progressed to the next round of the Nedbank Cup. What do you think about their progress when you're looking at them now?
Firstly, let me congratulate Coach Steve Compella and his technical team. I think it was long overdue because having worked with him, I knew very well what he was trying to achieve. It was a matter of time whereby players would understand his philosophy. And I think most of the boys that are there, they are actually gelling as a team, and they do understand his philosophy. Having said that, I think also we have to acknowledge the fact that the senior players have come to the party. You know, the likes of Bennett Parker, Tsepo, Shaba, George Lebese is now back in the squad, Itu and Tawa. Tawa, I would say, is one of the senior players now because he's been there for quite some time. And also you look at player acquisition in terms of Pius, you know, Chimbandaro and the other guys.
Katsuaro.
Yeah, Katsuaro. But most of the guys that are actually making the core of the team are the guys that have been there for quite some time. And I think probably that might be the caterpillar in terms of them achieving those results that you spoke about, 9 games unbeaten and all that. So they've been gelling very well. And in the middle of the park, I mean, obviously, when you look at their spine in terms of George Maluleka, Katsande, Bennett, and then you have Tawa, Godino, and Itu, you know, those are guys that have been there for quite some time. Those are seasonal players. And when I think we were not getting the results, it's because it was based mainly based on injuries, suspension, and some of the boys weren't available. And sometimes it takes a time to get a combination out of the team because of such things that jeopardize the tactical approach of the coach. So, but fortunately enough, Steve managed to get it right.
All right. And do you think that for the remainder of the season, they have a strong enough squad to be able to at least get a cup or the league?
For me, from what I've seen, they have a good team. They have good players that can do the job, because what you must understand is that it's more of the quality of the players that do the job. And yes, of course, the coach might probably give them 40 to 50% in terms of tactical approach and all that. But it's all about the experience of the players, you know, and also those who just came on board, for them to compliment the guys that have been there a long time ago. Having said that, probably, you know, spring a surprise. But you'll never know in this game. You might have the best, but Emino can just come and spoil the party for you.
Hmm. All right. And let's talk about, you mentioned reinforcements and the fact that they added something. Chiram Bandare is getting used to playing for Chiefs now. He's looking good at the left wing. Let's talk about the coming transfer window. There has been mentions of Andile Jali being available, and there's also been mentions of Jabulani Shongwe. Do you foresee them adding value to the team in the midfield?
Well, I would love to see those players at Kaizer Chiefs, but this is an unfortunate situation, and this is going to be, it's going to sound, I don't know how is it going to sound, but for Kaizer Chiefs to acquire those big names is so difficult, you know, because there are forces, or should I say there's a third force out there that is preventing them from getting such players. And people, they think it's because they don't want to get these players. But I know for a fact that we have tried in so many years to get, you know, top players, but that third force is making it so much difficult for us to get the players at Naturena. I'll give you an example, Kalinge. Kalinge spent almost 2 weeks at Kaizer Chiefs offices, and all of a sudden he was signed by Orlando Pirates. How did that come about? Only God knows. But those are the politics of football. And people don't understand that it's so difficult, you know, to acquire such individuals to be at Naturena. They think that Kaizer Chiefs is not a team that wants to buy players outright, but they want second-hand or players that are free agents. That's not the case. There is a force that is out there that is making sure that Kaizer Chiefs doesn't get the players that they deserve. And those players, even if you can ask them, they have to do what those forces are saying they have to do. But I know for the fact that they really want to be at Kaizer Chiefs. Villa was one of the players that wanted to come to Kaizer Chiefs. But again, the third force prevented that transaction to happen. So it's difficult for Kaizer Chiefs to obtain signatures from such big names.
Would you not say it's a matter of agents advising their players to take the best deal as opposed to it being a third force thing? Would you not say that the destinations that Kalinge would have gone to, Vilakazi would have gone to, was an offer that was better elsewhere as compared to Kaizer Chiefs?
I would say it's a combination of both. There's politics, and also obvious it's all about the money. If Kaizer Chiefs would want to buy a doll that costs 10 rands, one will say no, we'll want to buy it for 20 rand. So those are the politics of the game.
All right. And moving right along, at some point you and Donald Kusa were caretaker coaches at Kaizer Chiefs, which is the same thing that is happening to Coach Owen Dagama now. He's the caretaker coach of Bafana Bafana. Tell me about the difficulty in motivating players and managing players, knowing that even you yourself as a coach, your future is not secure. He's going to coach them for 2 matches. Do you think he's going to be able to make an impact?
Fortunately enough, we've been with Kaizer Chiefs for quite some time. We've played there for quite some time. And we earn the respect from the players because of our playing days and how we treated them.
Sure.
And we knew very well what makes them tick. So it was not that easy, though, but it was easy to manage in terms of them playing to their ability, best ability. I'll give you a scenario. When we played the derby, Orlando Pirates, I made a friend to call me to pretend as if he was the late Leslie Manyatela. And I said to him, when you call me, you just tell Tinashe Nongomanshe that you're going to show him who you are. And the friend called me. So, you know, it was all about streetwise, how you manage. And the friend, when he called, and I said, Tinashe, hey, there's a phone call for you. He said, who, coach? I said, hey, I don't know, but someone wants to call, talk to you. And this guy said to Tinashe, listen here, tomorrow I'm going to show you what I'm made of. You just came from Zimbabwe for nothing here, all that. And he got so upset. You can imagine what went through his mind. And that guy, and Tinashe after that, he just threw the phone on the ground, on the floor, and he said, coach, I don't want to talk to this person. I'll show him tomorrow. I'll show him. So already psychologically, I've already psyched him. And I did that with Rodney Tobejane. And I did the very same thing that I said. The late Leslie Manyatela says he's going to just walk past the park and then score goals. He said, coach, never. I'm going. Believe it or not, Leslie that day had one shot at goal. And we won the game 2-0, if you recall. So it's all about, you know, understanding the dynamics in terms of getting the players to perform. And after we done that, so we did the dirty work in terms of psychologically psyching them up, because the derby, you don't have to go to the derby being nervous or you raise hopes and all that. You just have to be yourself. So coming back to your question, it wasn't that easy, but we understood the dynamics in terms of how we get the guys going.
All right, let's talk about the national team. Still struggling to get a coach. 4 months down the line after the initial suspension of Sheikh Mashaba and the subsequent firing of Is it shocking to you that we're still struggling to find a coach at this point?
I don't think it is shocking. It's not easy based on the situation that we're finding ourselves in. And we don't have to put pressure that much on SAFA in terms of them, you know, getting an outright coach that is going to replace our former coach. Are we looking at long-term base or short or medium-term base in terms of appointing a coach? Because this is all about national assets. And the person that we need to appoint is somebody that is going to be there for years to come, and is somebody that is going to come up with a philosophy that is going to be suitable for the development part of it. So there's a lot that is at stake. You don't just appoint for the mere fact that you're just filling up gaps. So it has to be somebody that is going to come out, because you must understand, a national coach obviously has to work hand in hand with the TD, the technical director, you know, because now we are talking about 17 and under 20, under 23s, and also Banyana Banyana, you know. So we don't want just to appoint somebody in the next 2 years, he has to get a fair check and then leave, and then we start afresh. In today's life, we have to make sure that whoever that we appoint, it's somebody that's going to come up with a proper philosophy that we need to follow, and also guide in terms of us, how are we going to qualify in the next 10 years. It's not all about now, it's about the long term. But if you want instant results, probably you can even get somebody around in the continent, and then that's it.
Lucas Radebe has been quoted as saying that a local coach is not good enough for Bafana Bafana, depending on how he was quoted, whether it was in context or out of context. But the general statement was that a local coach is not good enough for Bafana Bafana. Did you get to hear that? Because Peter subsequently responded, Coach Peter Musamani responded, expressing unhappiness about the fact that a local person would say that about a local coach. And he mentioned that Gavin Hunt is good enough. He himself is good enough. So what do you make of all that? Is it important for you that we have a foreign or local?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear or see, but I think I saw something in the media where Pizzo was kind of like attacking Lucas in terms of, I didn't understand, but now when you're mentioning it, now it makes sense. But like I said, I still insinuate in the fact that a coach that needs to be appointed is somebody that has a 10-year plan, or if not 20-year plan. It's not somebody that needs to be appointed for the sake of filling up gaps. Now, when you look at locally, all the good coaches are already occupied. And we're talking about guys with a lot of experience, not disrespecting other colleagues. And if we do have to get somebody who is not probably occupied at the moment, does he have the capacity in terms of taking us for the next 10 years? Will he be able to fill up that gap or those shoes in terms of making sure that our under 20, a well-structured 17 and all that works with the TD? So there's a lot in stake in terms of us talking about foreign, local. With local, what's more enterprising about it is that it's more of understanding the culture of South African players, because that's very key, because you must understand that players are the ones that makes the team, not the coach. And the system makes the team, not the other way around. The players makes the system, not the other way around. So we don't want somebody who's going to come and fill up his CVs with whatever to say he wants coach Bafana Bafana. We want somebody here who's going to bring something stable and concrete in terms of us going forward. Because what is happening now is that our development teams are the ones who are doing very well. And who are they being coached by? Locals. So what does that tell you? So it means that we are going to get influx of players from development teams into the senior team. So is the system the same? It's a question mark. So if you get a foreign coach, so obviously he has to come up now with a strategy in terms of making sure that all the systems are in place in terms of the 17, 20, and the 23s. So whoever is going to be appointed, he has to make sure that, you know, it filters down to the up to the under 17s, if not the under 12s, because that's where now you start developing. So I don't mind even if it's a foreigner or it's a local coach, as long they have philosophies and they know the principles of training, coaching, and all that, and they are qualified coaches. But they will be able to give us a 20-year or a 15-year or 10-year plan, not a 6-month plan.
All right, last one on Bafana Bafana. The man that you used to work with at Kaizer Chiefs, Stuart Baxter, has been mentioned a lot recently. And we spoke to him on Sokola Duma Radio, and he distanced himself from the Bafana job. Do you think it would be a perfect fit for the job?
That would have been an ideal individual. I've worked with him, and I've shared we've shared the most of topics or talks in terms of when he was there at Bafana Bafana. You must understand, then he didn't understand much about South African football, but when he came back and coached Kaizer Chiefs, he just wanted to show you guys or show us that he's a more qualified individual out there, and we shouldn't have disrespected his capacity or his capabilities. And fortunately enough, he has shown that he's one of the best coaches. And I think that would have been the best candidate for the job. But I don't want to be quoted and like saying that he has to go there, because I know people out there, they will be saying Doc says Stuart is the perfect coach for Bafana Bafana. But I'm saying if there is an opportunity, or if he can, you know, pull it off out of his contract at SuperSport, he's the best candidate. But unfortunately, he has a contract with SuperSport.
All right. And let's talk about Dr. Khumalo for a minute. And let's talk about Dr. Khumalo, the coach, Dr. Khumalo's ambitions as a coach. What is Dr. Khumalo currently doing? What would he like to do, and when would he like to do it as a coach?
For now, I'm still at the Kaizer Chiefs. Obviously, development, doing scouting, and also advising some of the coaches, both senior and junior coaches. And like sometimes I will do functional trainings for individuals that needs to probably help. But for me, it's kind of like not sort of like taking a break in terms of coaching, but after the past 5 years with Stuart for 3 years and Steve for 2 years, you know, I thought this would have been an ideal time for me just to take it easy, and probably I'll bounce back again in the senior team, or help again to identify that talent, you know, because again, when I watched Godinho in the past 6 months, I felt so proud, because that's the boy that unearthed the talent, and I felt so proud, and you know, I was like, probably if I can continue in the next 2-3 years, you know, to unearth that talent, that will be something that is more achievable for my and on my side. Yeah.
And when you look at your former teammate Eric Tinkler and what he's been able to achieve at Cape Town City, do you not get motivated to say, I need to go back to coaching?
I don't get. In fact, it's, you know, it motivates, and also it makes you feel proud. It kind of like you feel like you're part of his achievements, because you know, I've played with him in the national team. He has coached Orlando Pirates, even though he was on the other camp. But the bottom line is that he was a colleague, and I must say that I'm happy for Eric, because he is proving it. And good coaches, this is how you gauge them in terms of their capacity. You know, where we thought probably he wouldn't get any results, and with so minimal in terms of players that are not big names in the country, and he has proven it that his coaching, it's not all about being in a big club or having big names, but it's all about his philosophy and what he can get out of the players. So that's what I'm happy about. And for me, that's how you gauge or you kind of like tell that this is a good coach.
Mm, yeah. Right. I think that's it from our side for the radio. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to our conversation with the legendary Dr. Khumalo. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Soccer La Duma Radio.
Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.